drought in Kenya is getting worse. Christians are reaching out. Sanctity of Human Life Sunday is remembered in the United States, and a mission agency reports thousands saved around the world in 2005. These stories and more straight ahead on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Drought conditions in Kenya are bad. Government reports indicate the number of Kenyans at risk from the food crisis has increased to 3.5 million, up 1 million, affecting 37 of Kenya's 70 districts. Food for the Hungry has been working in Kenya for years. FHI's Keith Wright says the situation is definitely getting worse, and quickly.
It's accelerating as people lose more and more livestock. That's really what they rely on for food. And as they die, they really run out of resources quickly when that happens. So we're seeing, unfortunately, that situation getting worse every day.
The food distribution program is working through the local church. Wright explains why that's important.
The church is there to stay, and we feel that working through them is an important part of a sustained approach to all this, but also it's an important part of how God commands us to reach out and work through the church. And this part of Kenya is primarily Muslim, so having churches reach out and meet needs in this way really builds goodwill.
Funding is needed. Next, it's the anniversary of Roe versus Wade, a landmark court decision which made abortion legal in the United States. Since that time, an estimated 44 million children have been killed. This Sunday has been set aside as Sanctity of Human Life Sunday.
It is so easy to lose sight of the sanctity of life, the miracle of creation. And when we set aside this day, we can pause. Think about, what do we believe?
That's Bethany Christian Services' Chris Fossey. She says they work to help provide life-affirming choice with the love of Christ.
Our broader ministry is about reaching out to families and children in a multitude of circumstances and providing support and services to them, and in that way reflecting our call to be Christians of action.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Nearly 2 years after the murder of a 19-year-old Christian student in Pakistan's Punjab region, police have arrested a Muslim cleric. Umar Hayat is suspected of forcing Javed Anjum to reconvert to Islam. Hayat and two other Islamic seminary members were charged with kidnapping as well as torturing Anjum to death. Another suspect was rearrested after Pakistan's Supreme Court revoked his bail. Pray for believers in Pakistan, where it's growing more dangerous to stay true to the faith. Meanwhile, back to the Bible's Africa partner, Christianity Works, is helping prepare a leadership generation. Bernie Dimet describes the Media Village, a Christian media training school in Cape Town, South Africa. They train their students in
everything to do with producing good radio, because it's so important for them to be able to do that in their own cultures, in their own languages, to share the gospel in a way that makes sense in each of those many countries across Africa.
Dimet says because the education can be too much for students, they step in to help.
Back to the Bible has an international scholarship fund specifically to assist students who want to proclaim the gospel in the media.
Which came in handy when they found out that 9 students were unable to graduate without help.
When we were informed of the need here at Media Village for these students, it's right in the middle of what we do, to see whether we could support them and for God's glory train them and help them to do what they needed to do.
And the Southern Baptist International Mission Board leaders say they'll stay focused on theological education overseas. Trustees agreed that discipleship and leadership training are essential to fulfilling the international missions task. As if taking a step toward confirming the decision, they approved 12 new missionaries to join 383 others appointed in 2005. The global work has been going well, with church planters reporting nearly 480,000 new believers. Continue to pray for fruit as the gospel goes forth. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is now offering monthly church bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news, including pictures, to help your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 for information. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.